Hello guys, I'm going to continue the diary of a Minecraft zombie school list book 5. Let's go. Monday. A lot of kids at school today were talking about what they were going to do this summer. Skiri said that his parents were going to take him to Yellowbone National Park. I think he said that was where his parents were from. Slimy said that he was going to the super flat biome. He said that they have big fields where he can have fun and jump around. Peepy said his parents were sending him away to camp. I felt really bad for Creepy, but he said he has been going to camp for the past 3 years. He said he liked camp because they make cool craft, play a lot of sports and eat really good food. Sometimes I think Creepy is living in another world. The guys asked me what I was going to do for summer, and I just told them I was going to play video games and eat cake all summer. I wish I could do that, Skilly said, but my parents always ruin it. I think they feel like they're not let me, if they let me have fun, then they're not being good skeleton parents or something. I'm really going to miss my friends over the summer, but I think Steve's going to be around, so I'll hang out with him. I want to go visit Steve to see what he was up to. I found him night fishing by the lake. Hey, Steve! Ah! Steve screamed. Zombie, why do you always sneak up on me like that? I've been practicing for my scare class exam that's coming up in a few weeks, I said. Oh, that makes sense, by the way. I was thinking of something I wanted to ask you. Why did your parents name you Zombie? Why didn't they call you Joe or Edgar or something like that? Zombie is not my real name. That's just the nickname people call me, I said. My real name is Zack. Zack Zombie. Zack Zombie? Really? Yeah, most zombies have the last name Zombie, I said. Like my uncle Harry Zombie or my neighbor Simo Zombie. There are a few kids at school with the name Zombie too. There's Ema Zombie, Ada Zombie, Major Zombie, Nada Zombie, Normally Zombie, Sacha Zombie, Ivana Zombie, Suyang Zombie, Zina Zombie, Yuri Zombie. There's even a kid named Zombie Zombie. Also, zombies are like kind of Smith or Jones for humans, Steve said. I guess, is your last name Smith? No, actually, I don't know my last name. Whoa, I said. But I bet if you did it, would it be cool like Steve Human or something like that? Steve just looked at me, confused. Tuesday, tomorrow is picture day. That's when we take pictures for our school yearbook. I don't like taking pictures, actually. No matter how I smile, I always end up looking really silly. Big Mouth Jeff always looks really good in his pictures, and this year, he got lucky. He got a case of chicken pox night. Before picture day, now it's going to look really awesome. A lot of other kids got chicken pox too. For some reason, I just couldn't catch it. All the other kids got all the cool diseases like measles, mumps, chicken pox, smallpox. Some of the kids at school even got some of cool flesh-eating diseases too, but for some reason, I couldn't get any. It's Like the only disease I ever catch is a case of bad luck. Wednesday, yeah. My mom got me a new outfit for the picture day today. It's a good thing that picture day is only once a year. Mom just doesn't know what it means to try to look cool. Or to look cool. I thought I looked really lame. It would be my worst nightmare to look like this more than once a year. When I got to school, all the kids were dressed in their best clothes. I had never seen the mobs look so good. And Big Mouth Jeff and his crew arrived, all covered in chicken pox, and they looked awesome. I wanted to look awesome too, so I decided to fake the measles. Hey, I couldn't get the chicken pox, but I thought that's the least I could do. So I took a red marker from my teacher's desk and ran to the bathroom. But the bathroom was full of mob kids getting ready for their photos, so I ran to the janitor's closet instead. There was no mirror in there, so I just started dotting my face with the marker. Man, this is gonna look so good, I thought. Once I was finished, I walked out of the janitor's closet. I was so proud of my measles that I decided to strut down the hall so that everyone could see me. All of a sudden, all of the kids started staring at me and giggling. Some kids even started laughing out loud. I caught my reflection in the window and I was so shocked. I had accidentally dotted my face with a black marker instead of a red one. I knew it was weird that the marker cap was red and the rest of it was black. My face looked like a green and black checkerboard. I ran as fast as I could to the bathroom to wash it off. But the bathroom was still full. So I ran again to the janitor's closet. Just my luck. When I tried to use the sink, it was broken. Then I saw a big bottle of something that had liquid in it. It had an old label that was really hard to read. I think it read bleach something. It sounded like something if you'd use on your face looked like bleh. I soaked a rag into the bottle and rubbed my face over and over again. I had to rub really hard to get off the marker because it was permanent. It was weird because by the time I finished, the rag was full all kinds of colors, including black, green and red. But I was just glad I got it off. So I walked down and strut down the hallway. This time, no one was laughing, but they were sure staring at me with the biggest eye sockets I had ever seen. Man, I must look really good, I thought. I walked into the room where they were taking pictures, and the photographer's eye sockets grew really big too. Are you sure you want to take your picture? He asked. I guess he thought I missed a button on my shirt or something. Go for it, I said proudly. Okay, he said while giving me a weird look on his face. Then he took my picture. Man, I can't wait until the yearbook comes out. This picture is going to look awesome. Thursday. Stayed home from school to grow my face back today. Ouch. My mom said it was probably the flash of the camera that made my face melt off like that. I guess my baby is just a sensitive soul, she said. Oh, brother. Fred, today we had to write an essay about what we were planning to do for summer. I was going to stay home all summer and play video games. But I didn't want my teacher to tell my mom and dad about at the parents-teacher conference tonight. I don't really like parent-teacher conferences. I think the teachers and parents probably get together to plot ways to ruin all the kids' summers. I could imagine the principal getting up on the stage and saying, "Okay, everyone, how can we make sure we ruin the kids' summer this year? Make sure they have a lot of chores to do, huh?" Somebody would say. "Make sure you invite all of your weird relatives to stay with you for the summer. And make you give them the kids' room to sleep in," another person would say. "And of course," somebody is going to say, "send them away to camp for the whole summer where they can make crafts and eat nasty camp food." That would probably be the one idea that everybody was going to agree with. Then I realized that if I just wrote my essay about how much I love camp, instead of a plan to play video games and have a cake marathon, then my teacher wouldn't have to say anything about my scare-casing plans. To my parents at the parent-teacher conference tonight. It was genius. 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 So I wrote my whole essay on how cool it would be to go to camp for the summer. I wrote about how much I loved to make crafts, especially lanyards and macaroni pictures. I wrote about how great the camp food would be. I even wrote about how camp would be a great way for me to make new friends for the summer. I'm sure with a essay like that, my teacher will be totally fooled. And also not tell my parents about my real summer plans. I've got this in the bag. Saturday. My life is ruined. Yeah, that's it. My parents came home last night talking about how the teacher showed them the great essay I wrote. "I never knew you liked camping so much, son." "Yes, honey. Why didn't you tell us you loved camping so much?" "We were going to give you the summer to do whatever you wanted," my mom said. Now that we know you love camp so much, we signed you up to go to camp this summer. There was a camp representative at the parent-teacher conference last night, so we signed you up right away. We even went and placed a non-refundable deposit for it too. Son, dad said. So congratulations, you're going to camp. OMG. My life is totally ruined. Now I'm going to spend my scarecation in the swamp biome at camp. Oh man, this is terrible. What am I going to do? I decided to ask Steve some advice on how to get out of my terrible situation. I found Steve in a cave of crafting some fireworks. Man, these things are loud. All of a sudden, boom! Still, man, these things are loud. All that was left of him were his tools and weapons. A few minutes later, Steve walked into the cave behind me. I now totally understand how he does that trick now. Hey, Steve. What's up, Zambe? Steve said. I have a question for you. Shoot, Steve said. So I picked up his bow and arrow and shot him. Ow! What did you do that for? Shouted Steve. You told me to shoot, I said. Forget about it. So, what's your question? My mom and dad are making me to go to camp this summer. But I don't want to go. I've got to find a way to find a way out of it, and I need your help. Why are they sending you to camp? And why are they sending you to camp anyway? Well, Steve asked. Well, I kind of told them that I wanted to go. And now you don't want to go? Steve said. Asked. No, I never wanted to go, I said. Steve just looked at me, confused. Well, I thought if I wrote an essay about how much I wanted to go to camp, my mom and dad wouldn't send me to camp, I said. After I said it out loud, I realized how dumb that idea was. It made sense at that time, I said. So you want to get out of camp, but your parents think you really wanted to go, Steve asked. Yeah. Well, you could always get in trouble and they'll punish you by taking away your summer camp, Steve said. Man, Steve is so smart. That was the best idea I have ever heard. So I've got to get in trouble so that my parents will punish me by taking camp away. I can do that. I just have to decide on a class that I can fail in this term, and they'll punish me for sure if that happens. See, this is why I always go to Steve when I need some advice. Sunday, so I figured how I was going to fail one of my classes. Daniel's school science fair is supposed to be this week. Everybody in my science class is supposed to bring a project. And my mom and dad have been reminding me about it throughout the school term. So I was thinking, if I make the worst science project ever, then I'll flunk my science class for sure. Then my parents will ground me and not let me go to camp. So, I actually need it. And what I mean actually. So I needed to come up with the worst science experiment ever. Let me see. I could enter my booger collection. Nah, I did that last year and still passed my class. Or I could enter one of my smelly gym socks. There's a lot of science going on there. Nah, still knowing my science teacher, he'll probably give me an A for creativity or something. Or I could dissect my little brother and show that little brothers really are rotten to the core. Nah, even though it would be a lot of fun, I would probably have a hard time holding him down. No, it needed to be the worst science experiment ever known to zombie kind. I know, I'll enter Steve, a human being, as my science experiment, I thought. Oh man, that would get me a failing grade for sure. Either that, or it would scare the daylights out of my science teacher and all of the other kids. Then I would really get into a lot of trouble. Wow, scarecation. Here I come. So guys, this is where we are going to end it. And don't worry, I'll continue it. So, bye.